Hey, this is Doug with Workforce Gaming. This PAX East 2024 interview is part of a larger series where I spoke with developers, producers, level designers, motion capture artists, and programmers about the games they are presenting. Today's interview is from the creator of a game that asked people to be kind to one another. We cover how the original Kind Words built a supportive community and how the sequel aims to be more than just working through worries. I'm excited to present to you our interview with one of the creators of Kind Words 2.
Hey, this is Doug with Workforce Gaming, and I'm here with...
Zyba Scott.
So, you created a game called Kind Words, and I remember hearing the initial concept of asking people who play video games to be nice to each other, and I think everybody's like a little bit like, all right, are gamers going to be nice to each other? So, I guess, how was the reaction to Kind, the first one?
Shockingly positive.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I believe people are good in general, and getting a chance to express that, they'll do it.
Sure.
I wasn't sure we had put together the right place to do it.
Sure.
The ingredients when we threw this out in 2019.
Yeah.
But we did, and people wanted it to work, and they came to it and made it work.
And so I guess what was the thing? So Kind Words, like the idea, from what I understand, was like you got to send messages. The idea is to send. You encourage people to send kind messages to one another.
Yeah, so the game invites you to write what you're worried about or stressed about.
Okay.
And then post it anonymously.
Wow.
And then everybody gets to view this anonymous list of worries and concerns.
Yeah.
And write back with letters of comfort and support and understanding.
So, I mean, it's like, so are you always like looking at the community and seeing like kind of the heartbeat of the community, making sure this is still positive? Because it seems like that is something that has the potential for people to be jerks about.
Absolutely. We've done a lot to shape the game to both not be fun to be a jerk in. There's very little quantitative feedback. You don't see how many people liked your post or saw your post or anything like that.
Oh, interesting.
So you can't post something controversial and then just feel like you scored some points. There's no value in that. And there's a lot of places where you responding to someone is more just an act of volunteering, and you can't get a response from them other than a sticker to let you know they read their letter.
Oh, really?
So
wow.
You can't rile someone up and get the rewards of them being upset.
Upset, yeah.
Yeah. So we shape a lot of things in the game specifically in mind to reduce negative flow.
So this is Kind Words 2. What did you feel was kind of like left unsaid with that idea? That you're like, hey, I think we should do a sequel about it.
Yeah. So after 5 years of watching people write 6 million letters in the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
one of the things that was super obvious in our moderating is that... moderating the few trolls or bad actors isn't that hard.
Yeah.
It's that so many people are joyfully off topic. They want to do more and connect more with people than just talk about worries.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
Right. So I'm constantly moderating away. Someone's like, what's your favorite Pokemon?
Yeah, yeah.
And other people are like, my favorite Pokemon. And then they get excited about it. But then someone else is like, no, report,
this
report.
Game is
this
about worries.
This is just
oh,
so it's like,
sure.
They're both right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fun. It doesn't belong here. So we've got this big list over all these years of what people are trying to do in the game.
Yeah.
And so in this game, in the first game, you're stuck inside a room, and now there's a leave room button, and you go out and there's a whole city full of other rooms.
Oh, okay.
Rooms that are great to talk about your Pokemon, rooms that are great to write poetry, write your wishes, and other things.
It almost feels like not like a forum is not the right word, but it's interesting that you're like, okay, now we can open up the topics and have like, I guess literally a forum.
Yeah.
It's like an actual life forum of
a
talking.
A metaphor. Yeah, we probably should model one of Roman forum. It's like a candy coating on a bulletin board system. It's a bit like an email client.
Sure.
Those are terrible ways to describe a fun, cute game
I'm looking at a very fun, cute game.
Yeah.
The wrapper, regardless, looks amazing.
Right. Aesthetically, Luigi does all the art, does an amazing job.
Yeah.
Clark does the music. And they did such a great job setting mood, which is so important to get people to bring the part of themselves that makes this game work.
The right attitude. So I guess, and as far as mood goes, because you have these sort of different rooms, are you trying to set a mood with those rooms, or what's kind of the idea? Or like, could you give me a high level, like, what's some of the main rooms that people would be going into?
So in the home room, the stickers that you get from letters, they convert into plushies and stuffed animals, so you can put them around your room. You don't place them individually. This isn't like a real heavy decoration game, but you get cozy, relaxing, personal spaces in your home room where you talk about worries.
Yeah.
You go outside, just down the street, there's a vintage store.
Yeah.
In the vintage store, you walk in and there's records, there's Nintendo cartridges, there's toys and stuff. And that's to get you thinking about both what you have in love and what you're looking for in the world.
Interesting. Are you explicitly telling people that when they walk in the room, like, this is the vintage store? It's specifically to talk about vintagey things. Or
The deer, Ella the deer pops up and is like, hey, this is the place to ask for TV recommendations or whatever recommendations or other, ask about other video games. Just don't forget me, you know?
So I guess with the other game, because it was about worries, it's a little bit easier to kind of, I understand, like, you want to kind of get away from monitoring things that weren't worries. Are you now, like, you got 10 times, now you have to do that 10 different times in 10 different ways.
It's interesting. So we have a poetry slam cafe. Yeah. We can write poetry. How do you moderate poetry? How do you decide if something is a poem?
Sure.
Like, no.
Oh, yeah,
so that's going to be...
Got E.E. Cummings over here.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to kick out bad or beginner poetry.
Oh, sure.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to curate for quality, but I imagine, I don't know what it is yet. There's going to be some problems.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I'm going to learn what they are, and we'll sort it out. And I'm optimistic that people want it to work. It's going to work.
I mean, it sounds like you've got a really good group behind the game, like player base behind
absolutely.
The game.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. So I hate to, I always hate, because they're on PAX. I don't like to ask, when's it coming out? But do you have a...
2024.
Okay, great.
we'll be doing playtesting sessions more. So we're using Steam's playtest functionality.
Okay.
People can, on the Steam page, there's a join playtest button.
Oh, nice.
Where it's a lottery. Steam lets me pick randomly from the people who hit that button to pull into the playtest.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll see if I can get in there. All right. Yeah. I appreciate the time. Thank you.